It seems like another week, another dismal headline out of Atlantic City. But as New Jersey's downsized gambling mecca continues to reel, residents are pushing back. They say that Atlantic City will emerge from the financial mess as a different place, but not a lesser one. This comes just as Mayor Don Guardian prepares for his State of the City address tomorrow, in which he'll be announcing millions of dollars in budget cuts to begin the path to recovery. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Steps away from the beach, Carol Ruffew is sitting in the lobby of the 20-story Chelsea Hotel, where she books spa appointments. She's a native and has seen her hometown transform before.
You know, the senior citizens coming down on the bus, and they get their roll of quarters, and they go and sit on the boardwalk and eat their box lunch and take their roll of quarters home with them. You know, so that came to a halt because the casinos figured out that they weren't making money on that.
That image changed. Before the recession, luxury casinos like the Borgata were making money. But then came the 1-2 punch. The recession hit, and gambling in Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, and Maryland started to lure away more customers. The reason closing 4 of Atlantic City's casinos hurt so badly is 75% of city dollars came from casino property taxes. For residents, that's meant property tax bills are double what they were in 2007. Ruffew says tourists often ask about the casino's woes, but she says many of them don't realize that, well, people actually live in Atlantic City.
And they don't know we have a lighthouse to go see. They don't know that we have an aquarium. They don't know that we have a historic society on Garter's Pier. And they think they can't go out and walk because they don't feel safe. And it's all not true.
You have to reinvent yourself. I probably was not going to work in one career my whole life. I'm going to get bored.
Dennis Kozelman moved to Atlantic City to work the front desk at Harrah's Casino, which is still open. But now he works as a paralegal. He's the president of the West Side Neighborhood Association and says perception is about little things. So every week he sweeps his entire block and encourages his members to do the same. When asked what he says to people outside of AC who only read the gloomy headlines, he takes a deep sigh.
You have to come here and see what we have to offer. You need to talk to people in the community. You need to look at what's evolving in our areas here. And we all kind of knew that some of these casinos had to close.
Since the closures killed 8,000 jobs, everyone has a story of a friend or a relative starting anew. Just the other day, Ruffew was at a Best Buy and overheard a conversation between the cashier and a customer.
Apparently, they all worked in one casino together, and the cashier was just there for temporary while she's on her unemployment and she's getting ready to go to Atlantic Cape Community College to start over again. And the girls that she was talking to, she was telling them, well, you better get your applications in because everything's booking up fast, and they're all going through a transition to find another job.
AC's gregarious mayor, Don Guardian, has been on the job a bit more than a year. The city speaks highly of him, everyone from diner waitresses to business executives. He often talks about city finances at such a galloping pace it's hard to keep up. He met me at a breakfast spot away from the main drag, because if we were walking down Atlantic Avenue,
there would be somebody that's telling me that their kid got unemployed or the wife just got laid off or they have someone that's incarcerated coming back that can't find a job, or there's a kid that's telling me that they're afraid to go home, or there's a homeless guy that says he's been thrown out of the mission because he got into a fight, and that's just city life.
Having thick skin is part of the job, and maybe even more true as he gets ready to unveil a plan to cut the city budget by 6%. Guardian, who says he doesn't have much personal debt, is basically holding a credit card for Atlantic City that's maxed out at $400 million. To make the next payment, he needs to attract more non-gaming businesses and young people to move in. And no matter what he's doing, he'll stop to make you the pitch.
Great spas, great restaurants, fun shopping, really cool people. It's a place you want to hang. And if you're under 50, I want you to come and live here as well.
For the over 50 crowd, Guardian says, please bring more than a roll of quarters. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.